This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dex.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dex?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable, and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable, and powerful. What a great, clear value proposition. So, as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable, and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So you accountants, get over to Dext.com. Thank you. So Martin, it's the section of the show where we ask you, what's your beef? You get on your soapbox, you have a little rant, and we've talked in previous shows about what exactly is an influencer and what is an expert and a guru and everything else. So rant away, what have you got?
Providing a sort of a segue from previous shows into this one, you know, who's held the narrative in the accounting profession changed?
We mentioned that last week, didn't we?
But with the advent of social media, you now have it into the even smaller brackets. We've got micro influencers now that maybe only a handful, maybe up to 20 people listen to, but they are still an influencer in their own right. And if they say that software one is better than software two, then those 15 or 20 are likely to be influenced towards software one. Mm. But that's an influencer. Is it someone you would put their hands, the future of your practice? I say no. And then you've got perhaps writers, bloggers, vloggers, people who post an opinion. Rather than them making recommendations, they post an opinion. And again, have they ever done anything outside of their own sphere? Can you be a practice growth advisor for a seven-figure firm if you've never advised anybody more beyond a five-figure firm? Does your content and your framework and the advice that you've got and your intellectual property, is that as applicable in a seven-figure firm?
Let's take Alex Ferguson. Many people across the world will know him as the very successful manager of Manchester United. A poor footballer, but obviously an excellent coach and an excellent man manager. So, for instance, do you need to be an accountant or have accounting experience to speak into the world of an accounting firm?
He actually was a reasonable player. He had a reasonable career, but he wasn't a superstar by any means.
Yeah.
But he went to St Mirren and then to Aberdeen. And the big achievement that people forget about, Alex, is that in 1983, he beat the world's ultimate brand, Real Madrid, with his tiny little Aberdeen team. So there was something there that showed that this David could beat Goliaths without the normal tools given to a football manager. Of course, then he went to Manchester United, and of course, he struggled for a long time, was on the brink of being sacked before he won, I think it was the League Cup against Sheffield Wednesday, and then went on to his great run of success.
You can see Martin's trivia expertise in football.
Oh, absolutely. So you've got to wonder whether that's the exception that proves the rule.
But you and I are not accountants. We sell, if you like, our services to accounting networks, associations, vendors, and accounting firms internationally. So what are accounting firms and accountants doing? I guess due diligence, discernment, track record.
I think the difference is that when I was working with the first few accountants I ever worked with, I didn't peg myself as an expert because I had no track record to back it up.
Okay.
The sales pitch, if you like, that I put towards firms in those days was, give me a chance.
Yeah.
But over time, that changes. And over time, you do have track record. And over time, it's not a fluke. And over time, you have got many firms in many different situations, in many different continents and currencies and legislations and so on. And you've done it all over the world. And so to put those two things together, Alex Ferguson was able to prove that he could beat just about every team going. Mm-hmm. The likes of you and me have proven that our methodology works in lots of different sizes of firms.
You and I run an influencer group, Martin, called the Accounting Influencer Roundtable, and we have cherry-picked some of the best influencers around. What we see is a lot of hype, don't we? And it's social media follows, friends, likes, shares, and that is the currency of influence, but it's got to be more than that.
I've got to be very careful what I say on a show that has sponsors and backers, but there's dear accounting practitioners who are listening to this, you are targeted by a lot of people who don't have a clue what they're talking about. No track record, no prior proof, and no real experience. And so I would, for the sake of your own firm, scrutinize the difference between an influencer, somebody who just happens to have a following and has a voice, and an expert, someone in any field, someone who's provided tangible ROI for practices like yours time after time and time again. Pretty much everything you'll hear in this ranty soapboxy section of ours is for the good of the practitioner. That's who we serve on the Accounting Influencers podcast. And so all of this stuff is done purely to say, watch out, we've seen other firms burnt, or we've seen other firms go awry on this level, and let's hope it doesn't happen to you too.
Nicely said. Do your homework, folks.
This is the Accounting Influencers podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And thank you to our special sponsors, Iris Software, iris.co.uk. Martin, you saw a great video just recently from Iris, didn't you?
Yeah, what I think people don't understand about Iris is they were ahead of the game for MTD Phase 1 because they were the first software vendor to be listed as approved by the HMRC for MTD filing. And guess what? They're fully prepared for the next. So they've got an MTD webinar on demand that you can catch up with at any time. Rob, where do they go to see this?
It's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. That's Centre for Making Tax Digital for our international listeners. And there's some great stuff there that you need to know to guide you through the whole Making Tax Digital initiative. So iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. Right, Martin?
That's right. So wherever you are in your journey, Iris know that they have the knowledge and tools to help you in the next steps. That's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar.